Come on, get ready. Your lover is coming.
He's not my lover yet. Not until he hates me into passion. And if all goes well, that won't be too long. Was he mortified I wasn't at dinner?
I couldn't possibly say.
Well, did he eat?
I can't promise it didn't spoil his appetite.
How do you mean?
Well, he ate really well.
And how did he drink?
Like he enjoyed it.
Did you tell him I was ill?
Ah, I did, but with an extra depth.
Oh, what depth?
I made it seem like you weren't ill.
Well, then how did you make it seem?
Like you were bashful because he was there. Oh,
I think he probably liked that.
Maybe so.
Right. If I'm going to ruin this whole thing, I'm going to have to be the opposite of bashful.
Mm-hmm. And what's that?
A nuisance.
You aren't seriously going to get on with this, are you?
Yes. I know it's mad, but there are two outcomes.
Mm-hmm. And what are they?
One being that he'll hate me so much he'll devour me.
And what's the other?
That he hates me.
Okay, wait, which is better?
Well, neither are as bad as the third option.
And what's that?
That he marries me and doesn't love me.
Are you sure you don't want to just get married first and see how it goes?
No. He's coming. I go.
Now then. A picture of Letitia Hardy. Oh yes. Bashful. Beautiful. Quiet. She will do quite nicely.
Having a little look at Miss Hardy's picture, are we? I don't blame you. She is beautiful. But monstrous. A lack of education. Her father's indulgence ruined her. Ignorant. And you're gonna marry her?
I don't want to marry a woman like that.
Good. The ugliness and ill temper are not things you want on your list. You must think her handsome, though.
She is beautiful, but if she is as you say...
She is. And here she comes.
Mr. Racket, you know what? Oh! I didn't see you there. Hello.
Letitia, Mr. Doricord here, thinks you are a woman of impeccable manners. Go on, be that woman.
No need for that. He's my sweetheart, and it's important we're honest with each other about who we are.
Told you.
Oh, God.
Well, there we have it. I told you I'm not going to lie about it. I'm not having you think I wasn't hunting owls with my bare hands in the country growing up. You've travelled a lot, I hear, sir.
Yes.
Go on, then.
What?
Tell us about what you've seen. I've read something that there's a country where everyone is a horse, even if they're human. Have you been there?
Mr. Doricourt is not ready for such a question, dear. He needs to think about it. His mind's not as quick as yours.
Slow in speech, isn't he? He's like Auntie Marjorie when she's reading the Bible, all open-mouthed and terrified.
That's not a way to talk about a man who is directly there.
Oh, come on. It's better to talk honestly before we're married. He's not the first sweetheart I've spoken to in such a way.
I'm not.
Oh, you can speak. Of course you weren't. Let's see. There was the curate at home. Oh, when Daddy was hung, he used to come round trying to, you know. He made speeches to me out of his book, called me all sorts. Oh, he spoke French to me. I didn't know what a petite mort was, but I do now.
How did you respond to that?
I said, look, don't think you can talk to me like this. I'm having fun, but a better man is coming overseas to marry me. But now, now I'm not so sure. Maybe I should have stuck with the curate. He seemed to have a bit more oomph than you.
Oh, wow.
Listen. You saw me today in front of my father and the lawyer and all of them and did not care to speak out. Perhaps you thought I couldn't. But I can take space as well as anyone when I know folks a little. And now I have shown you who I am. I hope you'll like me better. I have to go and get ready for this evening. I hope to see you again before our marriage. I'm very much looking forward to it. Well, I'm looking forward to getting better acquainted.
Cheerio!
What do you think now?
Oh dear.
She's young. She'll get better.
I don't know. I have to go.
Will you be at the masquerade?
Yes, yes. I'll see you later.
Has he gone?
Yeah.
Yes! He has never met a woman like me. I guarantee he'll fall for me. Well, first he'll hate me, but then he'll fall for me.
Well, let's hope so.